Fair trade certification allows farmers and farm workers around the world to lift themselves out of poverty by investing in their farms and communities, protecting the environment, and developing business skills necessary to compete in the global marketplace. Michael Conroy is the chairman of the Transfair USA, the leading independent third-party certifier of fair trade products in the U.S. WMNF spoke with him this morning.
I like to describe fair trade as a global farmers market. Most of your listeners aren't able to go down and check in Brazil or Nicaragua on the conditions in the places that send us agricultural products like coffee, but we do that at Transfair USA, and we put a label on the products that come in that meet our standards for paying the equivalent of a living wage, protecting the conditions that workers are working under, and meeting some very rigorous environmental standards. So fair trade is all about sustainability, and it's all about shoppers using their buying dollars to make the world a better place. You know, it's really booming in recent years. We talk about it as being now mainstream. You can find fair trade coffee, fair trade chocolate, and a variety of other fair trade products in a whole large number of mainstream stores like Whole Foods stores, Costco, Sam's Club, which is just introducing a line of its members mark lead coffee as now fair trade certified. And then there are many individual coffee shops around the country that serve fair trade certified coffees, not the least of which is Starbucks.
I just read that, in fact, 6% of Starbucks coffee is free trade, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in fact, that's the most that any company in the U.S. sells. Is that correct?
That's correct. They buy about 17 million pounds this last year, are buying this year even more, and it is the largest buyer in the world. We would like to see them buy more, but I think that means that your listeners need to go into the Starbucks stores and say, hey, we want some more fair trade coffee. I think that fair trade certification is probably the best tool we have these days for trying to improve the living conditions of the farmers around the world who are sending us their products. There's no other system that guarantees them a price that's the equivalent of a living wage, and no other system that protects the rights of workers on banana plantations or tea plantations the way that fair trade does. I think we're actually changing the nature of international trade and making it fairer, one shopper's purchase at a time.
We're speaking with the chairman of the Transfair Board, Michael Conroy. Now, you call yourselves the leading independent third-party certifier of fair trade products. How big is your group to be able to say that they can be the leading group in certifying such products?
Well, the worldwide system of fair trade is the one that audits and monitors every single farmer in the system once a year. And they're based in Europe. The total number of inspectors they've got is more than 150 around the world. And here within the U.S., what we make certain is that any company that puts our label on a product can trace its coffee back to the original farms that are fair trade certified, and we verify that they've paid the right price and can trace the product right up to the consumer.
Michael Conroy of Transfair USA. A lot of people say fair trade is great, but they're concerned that it's more expensive.
Not every company puts a higher price on fair trade. You're going to find the lowest cost fair trade coffee now at Sam's Club. In places like Starbucks, it's slightly higher. But the reality is that if we're going to be able to pay farmers a fair price for it, a slight increase in the price is generally going to be necessary. But we're not talking about a big increase. In some places, it's just 5 to 6% difference from conventional products.